And we're set to go here 10 seconds. Spring 2005 Cup action today. Distinguished Gentlemen versus Cac Boons. And we are set to go 3, 2, 1. Good luck and have fun. Dark Phoenix, our admin here today in this cup. As we follow Distinguished Gentlemen, they spawn over in the covered passageway, quickly running out, taking a defensive position in the fountain courtyard. As Lopez did not avoid the grenade, he goes down. Nice toss there by, I believe that was Gift Spritz. And a big SRA kill. Thee gunning down Torax up in the upper fountain hallway. Here comes Thee along with Grossi right behind him, dropping on to the fountain courtyard and quickly gunned down Tomei and Andy. Real Gabriel and Black B there right for Cac Boons to take the first round there. For Cac Boons, 1-0 our score here very quickly, 40 seconds in, as we spawn with Distinguished Gentlemen. Once again, this time they double back, go down the new alleyway. We see Real Gabriel underneath the alley timbers. He has the SR8 out. Now he quickly turns. He is hit, bleeding MP5K. He does have out, being pursued very quickly by Loop as they exchanged grenades over under the alley timbers. Now Joe leading the charge here for Distinguished Gentlemen. He is quickly gunned down by Giff as we go 1-on-1 to 2-on-1. Lopez going down. Double killer, Black D and Gifts. He guns down as we continue to follow Distinguished Gentlemen. Now with Thorax making a move down the old alleyway. He is injured. He's bleeding. 10% health on him. He was hit by an SR8. That might have been Thee, and yes, it is Thee now up in the upper fountain hallway. He's got the SR8 out. Now back down the stairs onto the patio courtyard, retreating into the courtyard alley. He's got the SR8 out. He's got a full bar of health, so he's doing very well here, and he's also one of two gamers remaining alive here for Cac Boons, who is in red today. So Cac Boons in red, Distinguished Gentlemen in blue to start this match. As we try to find Real Gabriel, there he is quickly jumping up onto one of the awnings here over in the marketplace, hooking up with his clanmates. So he heals Real Gabriel and Thee now healed up. They're both at 80%, and we follow Real chasing down his teammate Thee as they run through the marketplace into the new alley. North they head up to the covered passageway, turning the corner, looking into the fountain patio. Nobody home there for Distinguished Gentlemen. Now up on the patio, it is Tomei, Lopez, and Andy. Oh, Thee jumps over the top of him, under it. Thee, it's a 2-on-1 here. He is going to be gunned down. Lopez and Andy right there to finish off the round. Solid work by DG, and they come right back, tie the match up at 1 apiece here early on here on UT Casa. So 1-1 our score. We're about 3 minutes in as we follow Black D of Cac Boons through the fountain courtyard under the bridge. He's coming up near the T intersection, tossing a grenade as we see Torax, as we see Thee bleeding to death. Torax with the kill as Joe and Andy now retreating through the courtyard alley up the stairs. They go near the upper fountain hallway, coming through it as Joe leading the charges. Gift Spritz gunned down by Andy with the M4 as Grossi right there to be picked off by Joe's AK-103. We go 1-on-1 in the fountain courtyard. It's going to be Black D coming through the courtyard very quickly. He gets a kill on Joe. 2-1 our score after three rounds here as we respawn once again with Distinguished Gentlemen. We are with Torax. He's sniping up from the marketplace patio down the alley timbers where his clan now going to take a run down. Lopez and Atomi leading the way, and it's going to be a headshot. Gift Spritz going down. Lopez with the kill from the MP5K. Near the T-intersection, Grossi with the G36 gunned down. Toomey again with a kill as he continues on. Joe now down the old alleyway. He's got the AK out, looking down into the video courtyard quickly through that area. Nobody home there as we pick it up with Toomey along with clanmate Joe there. Just getting ready to turn the corner into the patio courtyard, waiting for Lopez. All three of them with a great health here. They all have about 90% health. HE grenade being readied by Lopez. He tosses it in to the courtyard alley. Moves up through the upper fountain hallway. We see Real Gabriel spammed to death by Torax. And Thee slowing down Lopez. Thee popping out from around the corner up on the fountain patio. Gunning down Real Gabriel very quickly. Thee down. Got two gamers left to kill here. Four Distinguished Gentlemen. He's got to take aim at Joe and Toomey. And Toomey with the HK-36. He's on the opposite end of that upper fountain hallway. He does have a G-36 in hand. As we see Thee making this a 1-on-1 round now. Thee going to go after Toomey. Toomey coming very quickly through, tossing a grenade up onto the fountain patio. Down goes Thee. He becomes a nasty stain. Nice work by DG to tie this up here at 2 apiece. As we're just about 5 minutes into the match. We respawn once again, this time with Cac Boons of Germany over in the patio courtyard. We follow Thee through the the courtyard alley into the fountain courtyard. Nobody home there. Will continue to follow him as he runs down, turns a corner into the new alleyway. He's got the MP5K. I'm making a quick run down there and into the marketplace. And as we come out on the opposite end, we do see distinguished gentlemen down there. MP5K. Here comes Thee through, riding up the SR8. Thorax. Never saw him. Thee got a kill on Thorax. Now taking aim at Andy. Andy hears it hit. He quickly runs down. Black D coming down the opposite end of the alley. Timbers. Black D going to get the LR. Andy is some nice maneuvers there by Cac Boons as they got both sides of distinguished gentlemen and quickly turned them away. As now Joe, the last gamer here for DG, over in the patio courtyard under heavy attack. He's bleeding. He goes down. Real Gabriel with the DE round kill to finish it off for Cac Boons. Score now 3-2. After five rounds, we pick it up once again. Cac Boons on the respawn. We are with Grassy. Grassy looking through the courtyard alleyway, trying to get an angle kill. They're not able to do so. As Toomey quickly coming through, headshotted. He goes down. Grassy catching him. Black D also getting a kill on at Toomey here into the fountain courtyard as we go through the alleyway. A little lag there on the server for a moment. As we see another kill, Black D gunned down by, or Joe gunned down by Black D, excuse me, in the courtyard alleyway once again. So KB Boons taking it to distinguished gentlemen. And just like that, another round in the books here. It goes to Cac Boons. Our score 4-2. All is not lost for distinguished gentlemen. They still have a lot of time left, and they've been playing fairly well here. Some tactical maneuvers here by Cac Boons early on have given them this 2-point lead after six rounds, 4-2, as we follow Cac Boons now quickly infiltrating the alley timbers. Down the alley timbers they run, being led by Thee, and Thee catching Lopez again with the SR8. Lopez not able to get out of the way of that bullet as Real Gabriel now down the old alleyway into the patio courtyard. They hook up with Thee, who actually went through the main square courtyard. Nobody there for distinguished gentlemen. As we see Toomey now under attack, upper fountain hallway is where he is. He's got the G36 out. G36 versus a G36. You tell me who comes out on top. That's right. It's going to be Thee once again with the kill. As Giftspritz now chasing down Joe underneath the arched foyer in the back. Joe goes down, a flawless victory here for Cac Boons, and it's 5-2 now. So a distinguished gentleman going to have to stop this little streak being put on right now by Cac Boons. And so far we make a run here into the fountain courtyard. All sorts of action taking place. Grassy under heavy attack. It's a 4-1-1 as Giftspritz on the wrong end of Toomey's G36 for distinguished gentlemen. But Real Gabriel right there to pick off Toomey with the SR8. Once again, Grassy gunning down Lopez in the fountain courtyard. So a whole lot of action here. And when it is all said and done, it is DG on the short end of the stick once again as we follow Thorax. Thorax now dropping down off the upper fountain hallway. He's hit Thee twice. Thee is bleeding, but Thorax going to be SR8'd once again as Thee getting the final two kills here, one on Andy, one on Thorax. So Thee having himself an outstanding game here as it's now 6-2. Thee leading scorer so far for Cac Boons. He's got 11 kills, only 3 deaths. Now that is effectiveness here. He nets a 9 right now, which is pretty good, and especially if he can keep that up for 20 minutes and have a net positive score kill to death ratio, which he does have as we follow Lopez and Joe through the T intersection. Giftspritz gunning down Lopez with the M4 UMP and guns down Joe. So 2-on-1 there. And Giftspritz able to come out on the right end as Toomey and Andy running down Giftspritz and Grassy. As we go into the market score in the courtyard alleyway with Real Gabriel, he is injured, healing himself. He does have the MP5K as he goes down the hill underneath the bridge, looking back towards the T intersection. That is the main square alley that connects the alley timbers and the patio courtyard as we make a move up now. He's got his teammate there. They are going to heal each other. Black D and Real Gabriel getting in a defensive position. Look out very quickly around the corner. Here comes Toomey and Andy. Look out for the grenade. It catches Toomey just a bit late. As a distinguished gentleman able to gun down the last two gamers there from Cac Boons and to take that round. So they come back, get a point here, close that gap. 6-3 our score now. As action gets off very quickly, Toomey with a double G36 kill here on Real Gabriel and Giftspritz coming through the alley Once again, Andy gunned down. Grassi with the LR 300 kill. Grassi and a Black D playing defense there in the patio courtyard for CAC Boons. Now coming through the fountain courtyard. Once again, it is Grassi underneath the arched foyer. He runs. We hear a lot of action taking place over in the marketplace, I believe that was. As Torax gunned down by Black D as Thee and Grassi heal up. As Thee and Grassi, now the lads, a 2-on-2. Thee and Grassi taking on Torax and Joe. As we go in search of Joe, we find him into the courtyard alley, coming through the market or coming through the patio courtyard, turns left out onto the arched foyer, over the bridge, and into the marketplace he goes. Doubles back, drops off the bridge, runs up towards a T intersection. Joe separated from his clanmate here. Thee now coming through the old alleyway into the patio courtyard. It's a 2-on-1 here. Joe's got to retreat as he's letting loose with the LR 300 here. Backing up, he is injured. He is bleeding. MP5K out, and it's going to be Grassi with the kill. LR 300 as Torax guns down Thee, but Grassi right there down the old alley to pick off Torax for the round win for CAC Boons once again as they make up that 1 point they lost. Now 7-3 after 10 rounds. We have 9 minutes on the clock, and distinguished gentlemen still on the back end here. They are down by 4 points. All is not lost yet, although if Thee continues to shoot the way he is with that SR8, it could be a long day for DG, as they've been on the receiving end now 11 times of that SR8. As we follow Thee once again, Alley Timbers again is a 2-on-1 over in the marketplace. His Grassi under attack, running down the marketplace patio. He is bleeding. As Andy and Joe give chase, Andy now coming around the new alley, and Andy finally finishes off Grassi with the G36. He's going to have to be careful because on the other end of the marketplace is Thee with the SR8 out. Andy trying to chase him back with a couple of shots here from his G36. As we see Andy now separated from his clanmate Joe, they heal up though underneath the bridge just near the fountain courtyard. You hear the healing action going on there as both gamers now back up to 80%. As we have Joe with the LR300, Andy with the G36. They are going in search of Thee. Thee retreating down the old alley spawnway. He's got the SR8 out. Close quarter combat we go, and it's going to be no contest here. Joe with the LR300 finishes off Thee. And DG, just like that, swapping points here. Last three rounds with CAC Boons, 7-4 our score, down by 3. Distinguished gentlemen trying to tie this match up here in the second half of this first match, 7:40 on the clock and counting. Black D chased off the stairs over in the patio courtyard by a grenade. Now it's got the LR300 out. As we see Gift Spritz turning Joe into a nasty Santa grenade, caught by Joe. That's not what you want to do, Joe, but you know that. I don't have to tell you that. Torax now coming through the patio courtyard, doubles back up the stairs into the upper fountain hallway as we see Thee gunning down Andy, but then he was quickly cut down by Lopez over in the fountain courtyard. So DG trying to get back 3-on-3. We go on to the fountain patio, exchanging kills. That is Grassi and Lopez. Tomy right there to clean things up for DG, so they come out in a 2-on-2 now. Two gamers alive for each clan. As we see Torax gunning down Black D. So Torax and Atumi going after Gift Spritz here of CAC Boons. Gift Spritz underneath the bridge in the patio courtyard. Kneeling down very quietly, guarding both sides of that bridge. Torax and Atumi now through the patio courtyard, down the old alley toward the spawn area. Actually, they stop halfway, heal up, and they decide not to split up here, continuing on. North now turning over to the east, headed toward the alley timber, back toward the T intersection here, as Torax has a view of Gift Spritz and long range G36 kill there. Torax gets the kill. That's two in a row now for DG as they slowly climb back into this match. 7-5 is our score here. 6 minutes remaining on the clock. We're going to spawn with Torax. Follow him through the upper fountain hallway. He's readying a grenade, drops it at the exit to that upper fountain hallway on the patio courtyard side. Black D answers with two grenades of his own, actually, chasing away anybody from that entrance. Here comes Joe and Torax on Black D, but Thee there with another SR8 kill, putting Joe in his Lopez, finishing off Gift Spritz near the T intersection. As Andy and Lopez now turn their fire toward the bridge area, they are hit and bleeding. They're going to have to heal. There's Torax now maintaining his position there with Toomey. They try to take on Thie. Thie waiting for him to pop their heads around the corner. Here he comes. He got the shot off. He missed the first one, missed the second one. Thie in trouble now, still holding on to that SR8. Toomey going to finish him off with the 36. And just like that, it is a 4-on-2 here. SDG doing a great job so far, taking it to Cac Boons as Lopez guns down Grossi. They turn their attention to Real Gabriel. As we quickly cycle through the players here, and there is Real Gabriel going up the marketplace patio. He's on the stairs, and he sees him coming down the new alleyway. Gabriel able to pick off Andy coming out there. Toraxo going to get the final kill here. That is three out of the last four distinguished gentlemen. They continue on a pace here to tie and to take the lead. 7-6 are 4 minutes 30 on the clock. Torax, Lopez, Andy, and Joe coming out through the fountain courtyard very quickly as they turn left, go up the ramp through the T intersection in a search of Cac Boons. Real Gabriel over in the patio courtyard as we see Grossi cutting down Tome here, one of the last gamers through there, as DG now healing up just near the old alley spawn. As we see some action coming through the alley, Tim holding off that attack is Torax, as Joe and Lopez now running down the old alleyway. Real Gabriel all the way back into the courtyard alley. He is injured. He retreats. He gets reinforcements in the name of Black D, Grossi, and Grispritz leading the charge. Grispritz, so going to be cut down. Torax with a G36 right there to finish him off. So we got some long-distance action going on here in the patio courtyard. Coming out to take his shot is Torax. Black D catching Joe with a grenade on the backside here near the T intersection. Black D double kill. Andy and Lopez going down. Black D, though, going to be finished off by Torax. Or finishing off Torax, excuse me, for the final round win here for Cac Boons. So they stop that streak after a run of 3-8-6. Our score in favor of Cac Boons with 3:30 on the clock and counting. Upper Fountain Hallway Ruin. You hear the grenades going off there. We follow Toomey, I believe that is. Up. Yes, it is. Follow him up the stairs as he looks down the hallway there, the Upper Fountain Hallway. On the opposite end is Gift Spritz with the M4, and Gift Spritz gives Toomey the lead enema from the M4, that retro M4, doing all the talking right now. Thie now coming over to heal Gift Spritz up as Grossi now taking a run down that alleyway. That's a big run there by Grossi. He's going to be cut down just at the exit there by Torax. As DG turning on the skills here, Lopez gunning down Gift Spritz inside the courtyard alley over here in the patio courtyard. Joe now going through the courtyard alley, coming out into the fountain courtyard. He's got Real Gabriel over in the corner as Black D cutting down Lopez, who also tried to come through. Gabriel shooting at Andy, and Andy going to bleed to death again. So DG taking it slow here, in a little bit of trouble. Joe, the last gamer alive for DG. As they come through the upper fountain hallway on the patio courtyard side, it's going to be Black D who got three kills in that round here. Cac Boons now up by 3-9-6. As we hit the two-minute mark, we spawn with Joe and a distinguished gentleman alleyway. They run into the Market Square. Lopez is going to find Real Gabriel just off the Market Square alley, gunning him down with the LR-300. As we see a grenade tossed, and it was Grossi who got the grenade in there, killing Joe. It bounced off the wall. Joe not able to retreat in time. He gets caught. He goes down. Grossi now taking out Andy at the north end of the alley timbers. Here comes Thie through with the MP5 doing all the talking, but it's going to be Toomey's G36 that finishes him off. So Torax and Toomey now healing up over in the old alley spawn. And Thie to handle. Here comes Grossi through with the LR-300 just passing the T intersection, retreating over to the alley timbers, ducking behind a wall in order to heal himself as he is now calling for a medic as Black D finishes off Toomey. And Black D's going to get the final kill here on Torax as well. Score now 10-6. So Cac Boons answering the call here to stay within one and then drop the next three in a row here. Coming under the bridge, he is quickly gunned down by Black D, holding up here over into the patio courtyard. Joe doing some talking, though, with his LR-300. In return, Real Gabriel, a double kill. Andy going down, Toomey going down, Gispritz picking off Joe, and it is all about the Cac Boons. Another victory for them. They take another one. That is three in a row here. 30 seconds to go in this match on UT Casa. And DG going to try to salvage the last round here. That'll do them well if they can get that. That'll keep them within four. Right now, 11-6 is our score. They are down by five as we follow DG down the old alleyway spawn into the patio courtyard. They the attack. It's going to be Grassi with the LR300 once again up on that patio just off the alley, the upper fountain hallway. As Gisperitz now coming through. Headshot. Lopez going down, getting that lead in him once again as Gisperitz chasing down Toomey, but Toomey able to retreat, get the G36 kill, a double kill from Toomey, gunning down Rio Gabriel before he is picked off by Grassi, but Andy right there to back up Toomey, gunning down Grassi for the kill. Andy, the last gamer here to take on Thee and Rio Gabriel, under attack. Andy retreating. He's got himself in a corner. He goes down. That is the round. 12-6 is our score here as we go to the intermission. Cac Boone's up on top by six. We're coming right back. It's Oswald. You are inside the game.
Let's see. Who wants weed eye off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants weed eye off the air? Eye off the air.
I don't want weed off the air.
I won, and that's a map.
Get off my phone! Legs. Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here with you between matches as we switch over to UT Turnpike. Some good action there in the first round. Final score of that first round was 12-6. Cac Boone's doubling up the Distinguished Gentleman as we run down individual scores here. Thee, who started off red hot, sort of slowed down there after I had mentioned he had 11 kills. He only finished with 14. And that was a low man there for Cac Boone's as Black D led all scorers, 18 kills for Cac Boone's. Toomey on top of Distinguished Gentleman with 19. Lupez behind him with 12. Torax 11. Andy 9. And Joe with 6. Rio Gabriel, Grassi, and Gisperitz of Cac Boone's all with 15. So some good action so far here in that first round as we switch over to UT Turnpike now as we get ready for that action to begin and adjust a couple of moments.
Listen, play. This is Radio.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. As you can hear, we are still in the server here. We are between rounds as we watch both clans warm up here on UT Turnpike. UrbanTerror.net/Turnpike.jpg. That is how I see it. The bird's eye view of UT Turnpike. You can see there's a lot of areas to call here as we're just about set to go. 10 seconds and the countdown begins. It's going to be Distinguished Gentlemen in Blues. Good luck, have fun. And here we go as we spawn in the north parking lot with Distinguished Gentlemen very quickly out of that north parking lot into the metro station. They run out of the metro station and into the reception entrance as Gabriel catching Andy with a grenade very quickly as we follow Joe out of the main hill there by Joe to start the round. Grassi and Real Gabriel going down. Nice work by Joe as he hooks up with Tomei and Torax around that south parking lot. And Distinguished Gentlemen very quickly here. Two gamers down here. Three gamers now down for Cac Boone's. And it's chasing down very quickly. Joe back into the main entrance as we see Black D and Thee, though, evening things up here as we go inside the office. It is Thee with the LR300 out now, back through the reception entrance into the company park and finally into the metro station as we follow Thee here once again. Joe under heavy attack, and Joe's going to be gunned down by Thee. So first round here, going to go to Cac Boone's as they continue to build on that 12-6 lead here from the first match. We spawn with Cac Boone's once again very quickly down the alleyway. Andy hiding behind the Jeep. Joe gunning down Thee. Joe also taking out Grassi. And Lupa is going to pick off Black D as Toomey finishing off Gabriel here all in at the back parking lot. And it's going to be a flawless victory here for Distinguished Gentlemen as they tie things up here on UT Turnpike. We spawn once again in the north parking lot, this time with Cac Boones, as we stay back here with Gisperitz dropping a couple grenades down the alleyway as Black D and Andy going at it here over in the company park. Rio Gabriel going to kill his own teammate, Black D, just inside the reception area of the main office. Torax under attack as he quickly runs out on to William Street through the south parking lot as he is not being pursued. Coming around into the park entrance, seems let loose. Torax gunning down Real Gabriel as we stay inside with Toomey up on one of the desks as he now backs up and out of that reception entrance back into the company park. He hooks up with Toomey, so Torax and Toomey to chase down Gifspritz. As we find Gisperitz under a hail of bullets here, he goes down. Tomy with the kill. That's two rounds in a row here for DG as they now go up 2-1. We spawn with them out of the McCain supply yard. They run into the alleyway. They are being met by grenades once again. That is Gisperitz and Rio Gabriel readying the grenades, tossing him through that parking lot. Headshot, Rio Gabriel taking out Andy. Grenades continue to rain down from hell here as DG quickly parking lot. Black D exploded, tried to take one of the DG gamers with him. Did not happen, as we see Lopez doing some talking here. Rio Gabriel going down at the hands of his LR-300. Torax and Joe now into the metro station they go, as Lopez finishing off Grassi here, holding down the backside. That is Lopez, Toomey, and now joined by Torax, as the and Gisperitz on the opposite end. They're over on the west end of that north parking lot. Headshot, Joe gets another kill at the LR-300, and here they come rushing in the alley area. That is Joe leading the charger. They got the in. It's going to headshot Lopez, taking him down, but it is going to be Torax right there with the G36 to finish things off for a distinguished gentleman. Score now 3-1, and they're beginning to slowly chip away at that lead that Cacboons had built here in the first round. 6 points is what they were down. Now they are only down by 4 as we follow DG now through the office. Lopez now out of the reception entrance just near the metro station. He enters the metro station quickly, taking down Thee. That's a good thing. You want to take down Thee. He's been very hot here to start things off in this round for Cac Boones. 3 kills for him so far, tied with Real Gabriel. As we continue to follow DG now through the main office building, here they run past the main entrance and the restrooms. Torax and Joe, you hear some action there outside in the company park, and that is Black D. Black D caught off of catching Toomey, I believe that was. Yeah, it was Toomey. Joe also going down, and Grassi getting a kill here just in the company park. So four gamers down here for a distinguished gentleman very quickly, and make that 5 as Black D gonna find Lopez in the back hallway there to cut him down for the round win. 3-2 now our score in favor of distinguished gentlemen still as they try to maintain this 1-point lead and build on it here as we have just about 15 minutes to go. Torax and Real Gabriel 2-on-1 now. Joining in the battle was Joe, but it's going to be Torax with the kill. Joe around the corner avoiding a grenade being tossed in there as Thee gets a double kill on Lopez and Andy with his LR-300 over in, I believe that was the company park is where he was, as we now follow Torax behind the blue van. Here comes Cac Boones through the metro station into the company park. Led Intima to Joe. They continue on through the south service area, south parking lot, out onto William Street. Grassi going to cut down Torax. Once again, we are all tied up here. Score, if I can keep this right, 5-6. Score now all tied up. We respawn with a distinguished gentleman in the north parking lot very quickly through the company park. Lopez, Andy leading the charge. Gisperitz on the wrong end of Lopez's LR-300. Grassi cut down by Andy. So again, a DG not letting back. Oh, some nice work there by Joe, getting the attention of Thee, then killing Thee. So some nice work by Joe and a distinguished gentleman there as Andy and Real Gabriel. Mono y mono, Andy whipping out the knife, but Real Gabriel says, you know, competition with a DE in my hand. Real Gabriel taking him down, gunning down Joe, getting the point for Cac Boones. Nice work there by KB as they go up on top now 4-3. We reach down the alleyway. Joe under heavy attack. He dies. Who else died there? Tomy dies. Black D with the kill. And Cac Boones coming back very strong here. Not even 30 seconds gone in this round. And distinguished gentlemen down to their last gamer. That is Torax. He's got 3 KB gamers in his sights. Gisperitz hits Torax twice in the vest. He is injured. He's going down as he tried to heal Thee. No contest. put a bullet in him. He's done. Distinguished gentlemen, now down by 2-5-3. Our score here, Cac Boone's out and running once again. They are controlling the map very nicely here. Real Gabriel catching and being barbecued by, or Torax being barbecued by a grenade from Real Gabriel. In the goal once again, a whole lot of action happening. There's another team kill. Real Gabriel again as Toomey cuts down Grassi to begin the round. Joe coming through the back hallway into the north parking lot. Joe going to pick up two kills here back to back. Real Gabriel and a Black D. Some nice work there by Joe as DG stops that little run. They get back on the board 5-4. 1 point separating these two clans as action continuing over in the alleyway. As Cac Boone's now opening up the roll-up doors to the loading docks. Real Gabriel tearing Toomey asunder with the AK-103 in the back hallway. We go one-on-one. Black D and Andy going at it here. Andy bleeding. Who is going to get the kill? As they continue to dance, it's going to be Andy. He is bleeding to death. He's got no health left. Oh, he bleeds to death. Ain't that a bitch? Black D was able to secure the kill here. Andy not able to heal fast enough. He goes down. Thienau through the north parking lot. Into the metro station he goes. He's got the LR in hand. He's got a full bar of health as he goes in search of Joe. Joe now through the back hallway of the office building as he waits. Now closes that back parking lot entrance door as he now makes a move into the loading docks. Through the loading docks he goes, turns left, down into the alley he runs. As we watch Thea on the minimap here, Thea is inside the main office still, coming past the main entrance. He's going to come out, and here's the door open of the alley entrance. It's going to be Thee coming around the corner. Joe heard him. Joe tried to turn, and as he did, he was picked off by Thee. So another victory here for Cac Boone, 6-4 our score. We spawn with Cac Boone's once again in the north parking lot, holding back all sorts of grenades being tossed in that alleyway. But you know what? DG's nowhere to be found. They're on the other side of the map in the company park. Black D's grenade catches Andy in the metro station. And here comes DG once again, leading the charge is Toomey through the metro station into the parking lot. Real Gabriel cutting him down. Gisper is now tearing asunder Toomey once again. Up on top of the metro station, it is Grassi. He's got the DG out now, switches to the LR-300 as the doors open to the metro station. Real Gabriel ducking in and out, but DG has retreated back into the company park as Lopez dancing that sweet, sweet tango from the UMP. Thee going to go down, though. Through the side entrance of the company park, Real Gabriel being caught by Torax. Real Gabriel alive catching Torax, my bad. So it's a two-on-one here. Lopez running away from Real Gabriel and Grassi. We pick it up with Lopez getting ready to go inside as he opens the door to the alley entrance, now inside the main office. Past the main entrance, he goes out, doubles back onto William Street, passing the SUV. He's going to turn, go down the alley there. We do not see anybody. And inside the office, there they are, Cac Boone's just coming out of the back hallway. It's going to be Real Gabriel. One shot, one kill. Lopez going down here. Score 7-4 in favor of Cac Boone's. Cac Boone's from Germany, DGA, European clan. As we follow Gifspritz, Thee, and Real Gabriel out on the north, all I see is HE grenade, HE grenade, and guess what? Another HE grenade is Thee now running down the alleyway south toward McCain's supplier, and he makes his way into the supplier, looking to climb up on the fence, pulls himself over the fence as Real Gabriel securing a kill there, shooting down Joe, but Lopez answers a call, gunning down Real Gabriel as we see Lopez and Toomey heal just off the metro station parking lot. Now they go inside that hallway, the back hallway to the office. Leading the way is Lopez once again, four distinguished gentlemen coming around the main entrance, passing the restroom as they run out on to William Street. Nobody there. They continue on inside past the reception entrance. And Thee's grenade catches Lopez. Thanks for playing. Andy running up the stairs. He's got Thee in sights, but Thee with the LR-300 taking him down. Torax going to try his luck. Headshot. Thee doing a nice job there. Three gamers he has taken out here in the last 30 seconds to even things up. It is a one-on-one now. Can Thee pull off this four-on-one comeback for Cac Boone's? We're going to have to watch and wait. Thee on the second landing of the stairs. Thee trying to do some fancy wall jumping here as he drops back down. And coming down the stairs, there he goes, passing the reception desk. He is under attack. That is Toomey on the other side. We go switch to Toomey. DE, that chases Toomey away. as that probably gave time enough for Thea to not only heal, but reload his weapon. Yes, it did. Thea is going to get the final kill here on Toomey. He came through the park entrance. What an amazing comeback there for Cac Boons as Thea takes down the last four gamers, starting with a grenade kill and then three LR-300 kills. Nice work. 8-4. Cac Boons out. They have doubled up DG right now. 8-4. Is our score. We follow Cac Boons through the north parking lot very quickly under attack. That is Rio Gabriel going at it. Black D coming through. Black D getting two kills here. Andy Lopez Gispritz getting in the action, gunning down Andy up on top of the metro station. It is Torax with the MP5. Thea doing a nice job there. He's aiming. He is going to take down Torax. That is your victory right there very quickly for Cac Boons. 9-4 our score. As we continue to see Cac Boons add to their total now, they have won the last four out of five rounds. They have this match under control, 7:40 on the clock. As we pick the action up with Torax near the reception desk inside the office, he has he's gotten down to his MP5K and SR8 combo. As Torax now going through the back hallway, as we have Grassi running a grenade in the loading docks, Joe catching Real Gabriel, Andy gunning down Grassi in the loading docks. So Grassi and Torax now heal each other just off the loading docks as Black D shooting Lopez. Lopez bleeding to death here. Here comes Torax turning left down the alleyway they come. Thea getting a double kill here, but I think one of those were on his clanmate. Well, it doesn't matter. Andy going to get the final kill on Thea for their victory. Score now 9-5 is we are just inside 7 minutes. We spawn with KB once again. Actually, we're with Thea. Thea avoiding the grenades in the alley. Look out, Thea backing up. He is readies his LR-300 coming around the corner. Andy headshot it, but right up him. Thea getting a double kill. Grassi and Real Gabriel to help him out. Joe also getting one quick kill on Grassi. Then Joe under a hail of bullets going down Torax, or make that Torax. Joe still alive here, running for his life. As Joe now through the back hallway, back parking lot, he is under attack once again, bleeding, heals himself, reloading. Here comes Real Gabriel through the alleyway, and it's going to be Black D, the third gamer through, who picks up the victory for Cac Boons. Score now 10-5. Time becoming the enemy of a distinguished gentleman as they are down by 11 points. Things can turn on a dime here on Turnpike, but right now, Cac Boons not letting that happen. As they continue to extend their lead here, as they have won they've won the last five out of six. Cac Boons now over in Umi and Joe putting a gunfire on a Gispritz. Gispritz dying. As we go back inside the office with Black D, and it's going to be Black D catching. Who was that? Joe. Yes, that is right. Joe. Joe going down there. Grassi getting the kill on him, dropping a grenade and running outside. That was Lopez, but just deflected by the wall of the restroom. Grassi now dropping off the second floor window right on top of Lopez, gunning him down. Lopez giving the LOL as Grassi now in the restroom, going to call for a medic. Nobody going to answer. He is the last gamer alive. Andy giving chase. Andy inside the restroom. Grassi gunning him down with the LR-300. Second man in. That is Toomey. Toomey going to pick up the G36 kill and the point for distinguished gentleman. Score now 10-6. 450 and accounting. Could that be the win that DG needs to get back on the winning streak here? Lopez now into the back hallway, dropping a grenade out toward the main entrance, clearing the way for he and Lopez to continue on. Lopez now taking the lead, running through the office into the reception area. SD coming down the stairs, gunning down Lopez very quick, hooking up with his clanmate Gifspritz. They go into the metro station, come out into the metro station parking lot, where we see, well, absolutely nothing. Parking lot. Doors being closed to the back hallway just in time as Andy retreating down now. He's got the G36 out. He's got to reload. As he does, he turns a corner. He picks up Toomey. Gispritz coming through the loading docks. M4 led into my Andy going down there, but Gispritz picked off by Toomey. That is the last gamer alive for DG. He's got to take his life in his hands against Thea. Thea been the top scorer here so far. 22 kills for Thea for Cac Boons. He leads all scorers here on the server today. That's Thea now in the north parking lot, taking aim at Toomey, running down the alleyway, ducking behind the big concrete pillars there. Thea still has his LR out. He's got about 50 health now. He hops up onto the wall. Toomey coming through. Thea dropping, missed the jump. He is injured. Thea bleeding, and it's going to be Toomey with the G36 kill, finishing him off. Oh, and Toomey slapped by the admin just for good measure. as DG now wins the last two in a row. We respawn with them through the metro station. They come very quick. The reception entrance, they go as Thieves Grenade going to catch Annie in the company park. Around the south service area, we go south parking lot. It is DG out running as Thieves catches Torax now. Torax being gunned down by the L once again, and Thee doing a fine job here, fending off attack after attack by DG, and Lupe is going to be taken down for the final kill. Thee, just too much for Distinguished Gentleman today. He's having himself a whopper of a game so far. 26 kills for him, 10 deaths, netting assist. Amazing as we see Andy gunning down Rio over in the alleyway. Here comes Thee again through Lupez and Atumi. Thee backing up. Black D's Grenade catching Toomey as we see Grassi with back-to-back kills here on Andy and Joe. That is going to be leave. Lupez injured. He is under attack, but he's able to gun down Grassi, get the kill, give us the heavy metal sign as he makes a little character there in-game, the little fingers, you know, little devil sign. 11-8, our score, 225 and counting. We follow Toomey through the metro station. Behind the blue van, he meets up with Black D and the Gispritz Ray Black D, who finishes him off. Joe under heavy attack, but he guns down Lupez, killing Black D in the company park. Action continuing as Torax going to try to find the action here. That was Gispritz and Joe. Joe on at the right end. He finishes him off. Lupez coming out the main entrance, gunning down Grassi. They turn their attention to Real Gabriel over in the McCain supply yard as Lupez continues to put slugs in the dead body of Real Gabriel. Another round here for Distinguished Gentlemen. Score now 11-9. We go through the company park. Thee hit on the left foot by Toomey. As Toomey now inside the park entrance, he runs upstairs. Nobody home upstairs. We go out onto William Street. Gifspritz injured, bleeding, retreating around the corner into the alley. He goes. Joe on the opposite end. Joe now retreating under heavy attack. He's got Lupez. Lupez tosses a grenade down toward Real Gabriel. Gifspritz, though, onto the wrong end. He's caught by Toomey's G36. As things now have slowed down here for just a minute, that gives us a second to catch our breath here. Some good action between these two clans as we now run inside with Lupez. Lupez going back out to the company park. He's got Torax and Toomey just off the side of the blue van. And Joe's going to come over there. Joe getting in some healing action here. 1 minute in the game, so Cac Boone's going to win this match. But you know what? It's been a hell of a game. A lot of good action on both sides here as we follow Torax now in the reception entrance. Torax doubling back, though. Grassi going to kill him inside the metro station. That's going to give us a 4-on-2 here. Make that a 3-on-2. Black D cutting down Joe just near the reception desk as behind the blue van, Real Gabriel coming out. Lupez going to finish off here. 35 and counting. Black D going to be put away, buried in the park. Black D being gunned down by Lupez. That is another win here. So DG can now force a draw in this round. 11-10 our score. 20 seconds remaining. We follow Lupez through the back hallway. Gispritz open the door. Hello. He is met with a hail of LR-300 fire. Lupez with the kill doubles back down the alleyway. We see Real Gabriel at the other end of that alley as we quickly make our way on to William Street. Inside the alley entrance, the door opens up. Real Gabriel still being pursued by Lupez. Lupez wants that kill. He is going to get it. Grassi, though, gunning down Joe. Joe coming through the reception entrance and into the reception area. We go. Thee gunning down Lupez as Torax gets a kill on Grassi. Goes outside into the company park. And upstairs we go to the second floor. Under heavy attack, that is Toomey. He gets a final kill here. Andy with a kill. That is going to do it for... No, it's not. We got one more round to play. 11-11 is our score. Time has expired, so we're going to finish off this round, and this will decide the winner of this second match. DG could come back and win this. 11-11 is our score here. We follow Andy out onto William Street very quickly. Down the William Street, he comes into the alleyway as we see Gifspritz tearing Toomey asunder again with the AK-103. As we see all the action, we're trying to find it here on the map. There it is, Black D out on William Street behind the... SUV. It's going to be Lupez with the final kill here. DG going to get the win here in this round, 12-11. That is going to do it. Congratulations. So Cac Boons have won the match. We're going to step away for about 45 seconds, come back and give you the post-game wrap-ups. Oswald, you are inside the game.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the cave to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
games.
So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. What one hell of a match we just experienced here. Final score of the match, Cac Boones 23. Distinguished Gentlemen 18. Congratulations to Cac Boones. They did win the overall match. Scores of the individual rounds, 12-6 on UT Casa and 12-11 on UT Turnpike. As we turn our attention toward the act of Warriors of the game, very hard decision for good gamers on both sides of the matches here. For the losing clan, Distinguished Gentlemen, I think we're going to hand it to Lupez. Lupez, leading scorer on the last map, Turnpike, 27 kills for him. Only had 12 in the first round, but we're going to hand the active warrior of the game to Lupez for Distinguished Gentlemen. And on the side of Cac Boones, going to have to hand it to Thee. Even though Thee had sort of a weak round in the first round, still amazing, 14 kills with the SR8. Comes back strong in the second round, 29 kills on UT Turnpike. So Thee going to capture the active warrior of the game. That is going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Playoffs are just around the corner. Hopefully you'll be there. For Inside the Game, it's Oswald. We'll see you later.